Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Everybody, it's Tom Chenault, and welcome to the Tom Chenault Show. It is Marianne Niehaus and I. Last week, I didn't let Craig Watton talk very much, so in about a half an hour, we're going to bring him on live. Also, let him talk about what's going on down in Australia as far as network marketing goes. But between here and there, I hear a lot that all I have on this show are people that are like legends in network marketing. And there's a lot of people out there that aren't legends in network marketing. They're just getting started. They're just trying to get rolling here. So I wanted to talk about that a little bit. And I've got Marianne Niehaus. She's obviously a very, very accomplished network marketer. But she hangs around all day long in our offices here in Longmont, Colorado. And if you ever get here, we've got a radio studio in here. We do the show live every week. But when that happens, there is always a group of people coming in the door for the very first time that are trying to build their business. And sometimes as a big network marketer, it's very easy to lose touch with the people that are actually building this stuff. And we don't want that to happen to us. So with that, Marianne Niehaus, how are you?
I'm good.
What is going on in your network marketing career?
Well, I think, you know, we chatted a little bit this morning with a gentleman, and I think you're right. You know, like, when I came in here starting to do network marketing, I really had no clue what I was doing. And I felt like, I'd been in a couple other companies. In the back of my mind, I knew I could do this. I knew it could work. But I didn't know what I didn't know. You know, until I met you, really, you and Denise are the ones that inspired me to read the books, go to the training, stay plugged in, and that's how you become a network marketer.
So what I just pulled out of my, what did I just pull out
oh,
of my briefcase?
Making the first circle work.
By who?
Randy Gage.
Okay, what's interesting about that to you so far? No, you missed it. What's interesting about what just happened?
That you pulled these books out?
Okay, what books?
The Randy Gage books.
How many of them are there?
Like 8 or 9.
And I didn't
10?
Even. So Denise has one, which she's reading next to the bathtub.
Mm-hmm.
There's one next to the, I'm sorry, mine's by the bathtub because I ruin books. Denise has hers, which is perfect, and she takes notes in. And the other 8 are sitting here on your desk right now.
Yeah.
So I buy, not only do I read all the time, when I buy books, I buy them 10 at a time.
Yeah.
And don't you think that's interesting right there? Just starting off right there. I just reached in my box, into my briefcase, and pulled out 10 copies of Randy Gage's book. He Should Love Me. I hadn't even read it. And I knew that I always buy 10. If we walk at everybody that comes over here. Yesterday we had a guy in here. Great guy. Can't even remember his name. That's how great he was. And
John.
I can't think. Coors. K-O-U-R. I don't know. Anyway, he came over, and the first thing he said was, "How do I do this?" And we pulled out Edgy Conversations. We pulled out The 4-Year Career. We pulled out The 21 Greatest Networkers by John Milton Fogg. We pulled out The Power of Who by Bob Bodine. And I don't think he walked in here thinking he was going to walk out with reading for the next 6 months.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, if you're going to do this business, you are going to do it the right way by reading everything that's relevant in the business. This is, you know, Dr. Joel Wallach from Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Every year he has to go for what? Continuing education.
Mm-hmm.
A few months ago, your husband was studying for a test at his electrician job, and it was for continuing education. This is the only business on the planet that doesn't make anybody actually even get an education. And everybody I meet, whether it's a lawyer, whether it's a doctor, whether it's an electrician, whether it's anybody, the first thing they say is, I know how to do this already. I'm going to go talk to my warm market. I'm going to go do all this jazz. For some reason, this business tells us we don't have to be trained before we get going. And if you get a job over at Starbucks, right across the parking lot, my buddy Judy Vick runs Starbucks, and you are sitting with her for 3 days, with the Starbucks manuals, learning those things inside out so you can work for minimum wage making coffee.
Right.
How on earth, if you've got the opportunity to make $1 million a year, is anybody naive enough to think that you don't have to read the books in order to get there from here?
Well, and it's more than, you know, it's reading the books, it's going to the trainings. It's, you know, one of my guys I was talking to, and he goes, well, I don't want to go. I don't have anybody to take with me. And I said, you know what? You and your career, you know, he's the roping and riding guy. And I said, you know, you went and you learned that. You had to learn that before you could teach it to anybody. So by reading these books and going to these conventions and whatever company you're in, attending the trainings, then you can teach it. If you don't know it, how do you teach it?
Nothing's worse than the personal development people. You know, these guys that have been in personal development and automatically think that they can do network marketing. I think they're my least favorite of everybody, because they think they're correlated. And they aren't correlated. Mm-mm. You need to do personal development, I mean, for the rest of your life. And you need to learn network marketing for the rest of your life. And if you're going to be a forum leader or a SI leader or anything else, be a SI leader. If you're going to be a network marketer, learn network marketing so you can teach it at the same level you're teaching whatever it is you're teaching. You agree?
I agree. I totally agree.
So what's your next step in your, obviously you're reading a lot of books. How does a Marianne Niehaus create a breakthrough to create a breakthrough for the four leaders that you're trying to take to $10,000 a month each so you can make 40 grand a month?
Well, and I think, you know, that was something we talked, you know, earlier about a training that I had attended. And during that 90 days, that was kind of my overall breakthrough was, you know, we had talked about this, you know, you need leaders. You will have all kinds of people in your business, but in order to really be successful in whatever capacity that you believe is success, you need to have those leaders. And so finding those people within or even outside of what you're currently doing is, it's an interesting concept, because how do you train a leader? How do you train somebody to become a leader if you aren't a leader yourself?
So that one chart I've got for you that goes four, that has one, then four, then 16, then 64, and then there's 52
pieces. If you ask me the numbers again, I can't.
No. Then below the line, there's 50 circles.
Mm-hmm.
And what I try to get you guys to do is build 52 good, strong business prospects on that piece of paper, and then move them up into the grid called your business.
Right.
Remember when I did that?
Yes.
So on the first level, you got that one circle, and it says you. And the second level is four people who are your four leaders. And what your goal is to turn those four into 16 and turn those 16 into 64, right?
Right.
Listen to what Gage says in chapter one about, what's the name of the book, Marianne?
Making the First Circle Work.
What do you think that means?
That's you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's where it is. So listen to this first chapter of this book. And I'm not trying to sell this book. I don't even know if I like it yet. I'm only about halfway through it. I remember complaining to my sponsor about my team one day. Most of my people seemed to be lazy, never brought guests to the meeting, and just wanted to wait around for their own group to make them rich. I wondered why they couldn't be more like me. The second line is, unfortunately, that was the problem. They were more like me. And I am telling you, this is such an inside job.
Mm-hmm.
And my life has been given to finding people better than me in my business. Whether it be John Milton Fogg, the legend, whether it be Robert Crisp, whether it be Sanjeev Javia, whether it be Lorraine Williamson or Keith Halls, whether it's Corey Gold or Luis Ariaza, I can go, whether it's Garrett McGrath over at Evolve.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, these guys, I live to play at that level. And I live to rub shoulders with people that are better than I am in network marketing. And every name I just mentioned, they're better than I am in network marketing. But every day I get up, I work hard to be as good as they are. That's the key to the game, is personal development and network marketing education all day, literally every day. So you're saying to yourself, oh, God, that sounds just nauseating. How does $1 million a year sound? Does that sound nauseating? And Randy Gage also said this. Here's what it takes to make $1 million a year in network marketing. All you got And that's what it takes.
Mm-hmm.
So what does that mean? All you got.
Yeah. Well, I think so many people are used to mediocrity that they're that's why they look at that and think, oh, that's so nauseating. You know, oh, why would I want to do that? But it's bigger than $1 million.
Right.
It's way bigger than that. And so I think what you get in this development, and, you know, I mean, it wasn't anything I expected, you know, when I first got into network marketing, because like I said, everybody, you know, I was kind of dabbling along with a million other people just dabbling. But as it went on, I started deciding I really wanted to own it and wanted to get the, I've never missed a convention. I go to every single training that I can, both within our company and outside of our company. And I just think that it takes a lot to do it. It's a huge commitment, but it's a huge personal commitment, and a personal commitment not only to yourself, but to the people around you.
In Alcoholics Anonymous, there's a tradition. It's called the seventh tradition. We need to be fully self-supporting and decline outside contributions. And what I used to do is try to buy everybody to the top in network marketing. I'd pay for them to go to the convention. I'd pay for them to do this. I'd pay for them to do that. I am telling you, the reward of doing it by yourself is massively, massively. The payoff is unbelievable because you sacrificed to get to that convention. And it meant something to you that you were sleeping in a room with five people, which I've done before.
or driving in a van. Five people.
You remember that one, you know, trip from hell with Greg Arnold and you and Patricia, you know, Hetherington.
I drove 32 hours in a Camry with five women.
Yeah. And that's tough stuff, right?
It was from here to Orlando.
Yeah. So, but everybody needs to understand, if you give it everything it takes, you're going to get everything it can give you. And what I want for you more than anything in the world is for you to have my life. And I want you to have what this thing, the promises of network marketing are time freedom, health freedom, and financial freedom. Isn't that worth you just doing anything for?
Yeah. And it's totally worth it. And I think it's bringing those people along with you.
Do you love Bob and Jackie Phillips?
Absolutely.
You love them?
Yeah.
With all your heart?
Yeah.
Would anything make you feel better than you making $40,000 a month than to have them making that kind of money?
Yeah. And, you know, when those things start happening, I get as excited, if not more, for them, for what they're able to accomplish.
Righto. So what I want for all of you guys, and we're going to take a quick break. We'll come back for a short segment, then we'll bring Watton on, and it'll be fun because he's a maniac, and he's down in Australia, and he gets really, really ramped up. It's the Tom Chenault Show. It's Marianne Niehaus. We'll be back right after this.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, two of our top priorities are providing quality food at a reasonable price and protecting your security. When you call 800-700-2184, we will never record your phone call and never ask for your personal information, like how much food you have stored or where you keep it. We'll also never store your credit card information and email address on a computer. Your email address will never be shared or sold. We'll never limit the number of boxes you can purchase. We'll never use outside packers or use relabeled food from another company. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and everything is packed with oxygen absorbers and Mylar pouches under our direct supervision at our plant in Oregon. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from their producers in Oregon and then passing the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit our website, 30dayfoodsupply.com, or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair.
But what can you do?
Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
All loans subject to Ondex Corp. Will must be business at least 1 year to apply.
Attention, small business owners needing financing. Are you too busy running your business to deal with the slow lending process of your bank? Are you frustrated at the paperwork and delays just trying to get a decision? Then you need Ondex, the A-plus Better Business Bureau rated small business experts, where our simple application process takes as little as 10 minutes and funding could be available in just one business day. At Ondex, we focus on your business operation and cash flow, not just your personal credit score. And we're ready to help with loans of up to $250,000. True business loans, not credit card advances. OnDeck provides financing to a wide variety of small businesses like restaurants, plumbing, landscaping, freight trucking, and healthcare providers. If you're frustrated with the paperwork and long decision times of traditional lenders, contact OnDeck. Funding could be available in just one business day. OnDeck is publicly listed on the New York Stock Exchange and has provided over $2 billion to small businesses like yours. So go to OnDeckLending.com today or call 800-293-6819. That's 800-293-6819.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
All right, we are here with the Tom Chenault Show this afternoon, and it is a beautiful day in the neighborhood.
I was going to sneeze. I couldn't do it. She turned my microphone down, but I couldn't
sneeze. Oh, shoot, but you couldn't sneeze.
No, I didn't.
Oh,
I'm good. Back in business, but all right. All right, we might as well.
So, okay, go ahead.
So we have one barking chihuahua listener that is just such a pain in the neck. Here's the deal with Marianne and with Denise. You need to know this. Marianne takes the day shift. Denise takes the night shift. They both work like crazy in between. I mean, you have no idea how unbelievable these two people are. And I make all these promises, and I promise everybody everything, and all these books, for instance. I mean, I'm talking about these books today. I don't do anything. What I do is take credit for everything. And that is a character defect of mine. And the truth of the matter is that Denise not only found the Gage books on the internet, she bought the Gage books on the internet. She bought 10 of them on the internet, not just one for her. And she did all that because she is a student of the profession, an extraordinary woman. She's laying there in excruciating pain with bath salts wrapped all the way around her. I think she's wrapped completely in cellophane as she speaks, because she's got shingles. And so inside of that, she's still nice enough with the shingles, which you obviously know is all caused by stress of being married to me. Denise, this angel of all time, is still listening to this radio show. Don't you find that to be just absolutely heartwarming?
She must love you so much.
She is such a beautiful
woman. She might learn something every now and then.
Yeah,
right?
And she's the one at the very beginning. You know, the name of the cover of the book is called Making the First Circle Work. And I kind of rolled my eyes and thought, what a cornball name. And then she's also the one that pointed out that the first circle is ourselves. And she's read the whole book. And Michael Burnoff sent me another book called The Story of Est. So I read about 3/4 of it on my ADD personality, but Denise read it from cover to cover, and I'm telling everybody how much I love the book and everything like that, and she's the one that read everything, and she told me the rest of the book. So that's just the way I roll. So everybody needs to know that about me. So whenever I say I really mean we. So
and
how's that?
Yeah, there's like 3, 4, or 5 people involved in that.
Yeah, and it takes an army to take care of me.
It does.
But
it
that's
does.
Duplication. That's dedication. That's delegation. That's network marketing.
Well, you're always looking at what we can do better,
yes.
What you can do better. And that involves a lot of stuff. I mean, we put out a lot of stuff for people so they can do better.
And how hard is it working for me? I mean, yesterday you wrote some very
Insanity.
Bad words.
Insanity.
Yeah, you wrote some very bad words in a text because I just press on. I read that book by Dan Walshman called Edgy Conversations.
Mm-hmm.
And ever since I've read that book, my wife actually told me, the beautiful Denise, she read it, but she didn't think it was as good as me because she didn't like the book as well as I did, is what I was trying to say, because it made me too edgy. Because I realized I'd been phoning in my life and just doing, because everybody tells me how great I am all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I start listening to that and selling myself out. Because I'll tell you one thing, I don't know how great I am, but I do know this, Marianne, I can be a lot better. I don't know how great I am, but I can do a lot better. And I don't need to phone anything in. I need to improve daily on every area of my life. And I've got to think globally. I've got to act locally. I've got to help mankind. I've got to think of the big picture. But I've got to help that next homeless guy I just ran across, that next alcoholic that needs help, a relative of mine or a friend of mine or anything of mine where I can go out and make a difference with those human beings and not phone it in. And I've got to be better at that, and I know that.
Well, but like I said, I mean, I think both you and Denise and what the center of all of this is about all of us being better at being our best person we can be, the best us we can be, and we do that as a group, we do it individually, we do it as a small group, we do it as a big group. It's just a constant improvement of who we are, and like you said, and that allows you to help mankind.
Righto. And inside of that, becoming bigger, better, bolder is the key to this. And reaching outside of yourself and understanding that there is another gear that you've never touched. And it's easy. With all the accolades, with the income, with all the stuff that goes on, we go to a convention, they treat us like we're the Beatles. And I used to drink over that because I've always had this kind of personality that got some attention. But in the days that I used to drink, I used to look at those people and I would go, if you only knew what a jerk I was, you wouldn't be saying all those nice things about me. And then I'd get drunk. I don't believe that anymore. I think I'm okay. But I know that there are so many more levels that if I just let God be God and I become the best me I can and pick my heart, is what Denise and Mary Lou Henner say,
mm-hmm.
where I can just absolutely generate power. I want to be better at this business. I want to be able to look you in the eye. You tell me you want to make $10,000 a month. I get to look at you and say, done, and get you there from here. We'll be right back.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big-name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out, as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All right, we're back. It's Tom Chenault. It's Marianne Niehaus. It's the Tom Chenault Show. It's been a very, very fun day so far. I think I came back before the guy even had a chance to push the button. So if I did that, I
You're
apologize.
You're just so excited.
I just am reading my hurtful text messages here. Listen to this one. You had better give me the credit right now for ordering those books, you dog, because I am listening. And I got them through networking times. So Chris Gross, I love you. Josephine Gross, I love you. Denise Chenault, I love you. And I did give you credit in the last segment. So if this just came in, you didn't listen to this last segment, and I think you owe me an apology. But here's the deal. I love my wife. I love Marianne. And I know it takes a village to try to control me. But I'm telling you guys, if you go to mastersofenrollment.com, it's our training site. And it's got a little bit to do with our company, but it's got everything to do with our secret weapon, the coffee shop interview. The coffee shop interview, I promise you, will change your life. And you can use it for Zango. You can use it for Lioness. You can use it for anything you want. I had to stick a pin in Craig Watton. And the reason is because it teaches you how to figure out what people want to buy and then sell that to them instead of acting like a crazed multi-level marketer like the rest of the population does. So you're going to this simple little website right now, mastersofenrollment.com. There is nothing for sale there. Not a thing you can buy. So don't think Tom Chenault's trying to suck you into some sort of purchase agreement. All I'm trying to do is train and develop you for free. That's my job. Speaking of Australia, you like this Craig Watton, don't you?
Oh, yeah, he's a hoot.
He's complaining all morning long. He's writing me all these notes. It's 5 o'clock in the morning in Sydney. I get up at 5 o'clock every morning. What the hell's the big deal about
going? He gets up at 5 for you, though.
No. If you want to get up at 5 o'clock in the morning, it's really, really simple. You go to bed like me at 9 o'clock at night. If you go to bed at 4 in the morning and you get up at 5, then you put some sacrifice on. But man alive, when you get old like me, 64 years old, 5 o'clock in the morning, that's just about the time to change the Depends and have another big glass of Metamucil. Hello there, Mr. Craig Watton. How are you, buddy?
Tom Stinnold, it is great to be on the program.
It's great to have you back 2 weeks in a row. So the weather in Sydney, it's the winter time, so it's not all that warm down there, right?
Well, not at this time of the morning. Tom, it's still dark.
Oh, my God. You are such a whiner.
I've had the privilege of talking on Talkback Radio here in Australia. My good friend, the John Laws Morning Show, he's the king of the air here in Australia, and I was a sponsor of the Stan Zamanek program on nighttime radio, and he was the king of the radio in the nighttime. He actually called the America's Cup over there in 1983 when we won it from you. But I'm going to tell you this. There's nothing better than the Tom Chenault Show. You absolutely rock, my friend.
Well, you know what, Craig? It's because of guests like you. We have fun. We don't sell any space on this show, so we can get in as much trouble as we want. We have no agenda whatsoever. We just want to transform the industry into integrity. And what you've done down in Australia is basically become the Rod Cook of Australia. And that is the good news and the bad news, because everybody knows Rod Cook. They know he's got a couple of wires crossed and he's a couple of bubbles off a center. That would also describe Craig Watton some days. And I love that about you, because that's a lot. I mean, I'm like a lot of bubbles off center, and I am nuttier than a fruitcake. So you fit right in. What's going on in Australia?
Well, I think there's obviously we talked about the Lioness matter that's in the federal court, and that's been going on for really since 18 months now. That matter's been going on. It's coming to the point where it's about at the end. The trial will begin on the 27th of July, which is only some 4 weeks away. I think that there's a tremendous movement right now in Australia with people that are moving towards strong network marketing companies that have a solid track record. One company in particular, the second largest direct sales company in Australia, is New Wave. And it's gone through an amazing transformation. I mean, it's a 30-year-old company that does $300 million globally and 200,000 members in Australia, and in August 22nd, they're going to change the name of the company with a brand new comp plan, brand new websites, brand new everything, and they now be known as Mobair. So that's causing a tremendous amount of excitement right now in Australia. There's people just diving into the transition from New Ways to Mobair. So there'll be something like 5,000 to 10,000 people expected at the launch at the Star City Casino in Darling Harbour in August. So that's something big that's happening in Australia right now.
So you were doing some investigative research, and you're not allowed, Craig, listen to me carefully, you're not allowed to say any names or anything else, but you did send me the picture of a couple of the larger network marketers getting major press down in Australia right now. And I just am real quickly, I wanted to show Marianne their website. So that's beautiful. And just wanted you to get a quick look. So you're not allowed to say anything.
But okay.
Isn't that funny? So anyway, Craig is a very good...
I recognize some of those.
Yeah, Craig's a very, very good investigative reporter. And he has spent his life trying to figure out what's going on and sorting the trouble from the great companies down there. And inside of it all, Craig he's an investigative reporter at a pretty major level. And at the same time, you're not all that in love with the network marketing profession overall as I am. And so as a result of that, you question almost everything, and you finding something that is completely of integrity is few and far between for you, isn't it, Craig? Because you don't, I breathe this profession, but you came out of the traditional business in the golf professional world. So you don't share my enthusiasm at the level I do. Would that be fairly spoken?
Well, I think I do now. I've always been involved in the direct sales industry, but we've had a rough ride over the last few years, particularly with this matter of Lioness. As you're aware, I was the first member of Lioness in Australia. I was the first appointed managing director of Lioness in Australia, and there's some 50 to 100,000 people that are in my downline. And it's just been, a battle to make the company responsible for the promises that were made to the Australian consumer. So I've been deadly against that the whole way. And I love the profession. I think it's a great profession. There's such enormous examples of people that have changed their life through the direct sales industry. You've had some great people on this program this morning, and I'm glad I got up early to listen to it. You're an example of somebody that's completely turned their life around. And I think that the industry represents an equal opportunity for anybody that wants to become financially free. And I do. I do love the profession. There's no question about it. But what I don't like is the wrongdoing when companies take advantage of people's dreams and goals, make promises, don't deliver, and dreams get destroyed, because that's not what it's about. It's about winning. It's about being financially free.
I couldn't agree more with that. And I like the fact that you've got that kind of belief about everything going on with it. What's the future of Australian network marketing, New Zealand network marketing? I don't know if they're one of the same. But is it exploding? Every time I turn around, I've got a friend named Tracy Bacani, and she was all upset the other day about some article that was written about another one of the companies. And is it hard to make network marketing float in Australia, or is it just some of the companies cross the line? Is there room for a great network marketing company there?
Absolutely. I think the Australian market is looked upon as one of the strongest markets in the world. Amway is very strong in Australia. I've got some great friends that are at the top ranks in Amway. NewWave, as we mentioned, is a strong company in Australia. The company that you're involved with, Youngevity, is getting stronger. Why wouldn't this be a great market? People want residual income. They want time and money freedom. We're looking at a very inward-looking economy, not just here, but I guess it's the same in the States and around the world. This is the best time for people to make a decision to build networks and become financially free. It's all about choosing the right company. It's about choosing the right people. It's about doing the business right. And I know that, you are one of those people that teaches all the right things, all the right principles, all the right leadership. You surround yourself with great people. You are a great person. And you know what? While there's great people like you in this industry, Tom, the industry's going to keep getting stronger.
And inside, so is NewWays, is this the deal that's turning into Modair or not?
Well, I'm really impressed with this. I know the guys that run the company. As you know, I was a former golf professional. On the same road where I had one of my golf stores was a photography business that was owned by some friends of mine, Peter Anton and Murray France. They're great people. They've been in the industry for 17 years. They sit on the advisory board of NewWays. Rick Arnold, Marketing Director of NewWays Australia, Andy Kerr, Managing Director of NewWays Australia. I don't think you could find two finer guys than those two guys to run a company. And they've run a successful company for more than 25 years to be the second largest company in Australia. But to go through the transition of what they're doing, completely branding the company, new branding, new websites, new marketing campaigns. They have events running across 25 locations. It's all company supported. And the launch that's happening on the 22nd of August at Star City Casino, which is a James Packer casino. It's just absolutely spectacular location on Sydney Harbour. And we're expecting something like 5,000 to 10,000 people to attend this launch. And over the last few weeks, we've been working flat out towards this. And so many people in Australia that are involved with networking companies that aren't supporting them properly, or they had a bad experience with companies that have not delivered, and there's a massive movement of people now heading back to companies that are strong, stable, reliable, because people really want to build something that's going to stand up and stay up. And I think the timing's perfect.
And full and fair disclosure, you're doing a little consulting job for those people right now, correct?
Well, no, I don't get paid by the company at all. I'm just a member. I don't think anybody wants to pay me. But,
all right. I didn't want Troy Dooley telling me you were dealing off the bottom of the deck.
Hey, the only words that come out of my mouth are straight from the heart, Tom. Nobody buys my
All right, that makes me happy. How does somebody get a hold of you if they want to talk to you?
You can get me from my website, craigwatton.com. You can find me on Facebook. It seems to be the case. You can just about get me at 5 a.m. Sydney time every Sunday on the Tom Chenault Show.
Yeah. CraigWatton.com. CraigWotten. Or is it O-N?
O-N.
WOTTON.com. CraigWatton.com. Or Craig Watton on Facebook. Craig, thanks a million for coming on. I gave you the segment this time that you deserved last time. You're always a part of this show. We'll be back for the final segment with Marianne Niehaus right after this.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
All right, we are back at Tom Chenault Show. I got Marianne Niehaus here. Craig Watton's a good man. He knows what he's doing. He's just a good little reporter for us down in Australia. He's got his finger on Jeunesse down there, on Lioness down there, on Agile. Obviously, this Modair thing that was New Ways. It's a good thing to have people like that. I go to Australia a lot. My children live there. New Zealand also. I just love that area, and it's great that network marketing's flourishing there, right?
Yeah, and it's doing great. And I mean, we've got some great people down there, some great leaders, and it's going to be fun. I mean, I think it's great that internationally, right, we are expanding, and network marketing is all over the world.
We were talking about edgy conversations.
Mm-hmm.
And we were talking about people that are mentors to me, and I mentioned Robert Crisp, people like that. And I am going to tell you guys something. Rub shoulders with the Robert Crisps of the world. Go to GoBobCrisp.com and just contact him or find him on Facebook and chat with him about where your business is, and be straight with him about where your business is, and let him help you. This guy is pure magic. And I was so warned about Bob Crisp. It was unbelievable. And finally, I sat with a guy who explained to me why he was warning me about Bob Crisp. And he said, because he's that good, Tom. And that was preposterous to me. That would be like LeBron James not going with the Cleveland Cavaliers because the Cleveland Cavaliers thought he was too good and he was going to make the other players look bad.
Mm-hmm.
I am telling you, if you're in it to win championships, Marianne Niehaus, hang around and enroll champion players to be on your team. That's all network marketing is getting better at getting people better than you into your business.
Yeah.
And right now, if you're a 1 on a scale of 10 in network marketing, that's wonderful. You probably aren't going to be able to recruit a 10, but you might be able to recruit a 2 or a 3, which is going to project you to 4. And then you start recruiting 5s and 6s, and that's going to project you to 7. And then you're going to start recruiting 7s and 8s, and that's going to project you to 9s and 10s. It's just that simple. And I was talking about this thing that Mr. Kaneko and Keith Halls talked about big time, and I'm using that.
The escalator up.
About the toughest time you ever have in network marketing. And the very first time that you get in network marketing, and that first $1,000 a month you earn is like getting on an escalator that just happens to be a down escalator and you trying to get to the top of it. And you are climbing and you keep losing ground. You stop and you go all the way back to the bottom. You finally fight your way up to the top of it and you're out at $900 a month. You're exhausted and you're looking around going, gosh, I'm here. I'm never going to lose that again. What do I do now? And you walk across the hall and there's a stairway going straight up, steepest stairway you've ever heard, seen. And you step on that stairway and you start climbing those stairs to the top of that. And you're sweating and you're exhausted, but your check is just marching. And the next thing you know, you've gone from $900 to about $3,200 a month. And it was hard. It was still a climb. It wasn't as hard as that down escalator, but it was no walk in the park. But finally, people are seeing your check somewhere between $1,000 and $3,200. And they're saying, holy cow, that person's starting to make some money. And your spouse is starting to pay attention a little bit because it's a car payment or a house payment. And all of a sudden you're at $3,200 and you're at the top of that steep stairway and you walk across the hall and all of a sudden you see another escalator and you go, oh geez, here we go again, until you realize it's an up escalator going up. And you get on that escalator and it's slow and it just keeps marching you up to about $12,000 a month. And you're on this thing and you're working pretty hard, but it's nowhere near as hard as that down escalator or that stairway. And you get to the top of that thing and you're making about 12 grand and you just realize that you have it made in the shade. And you're standing up there and going, that wasn't that hard, between 3,000 and 12,000. And you walk across the hall and there's an elevator there. And you push the top button. And it might be 13,000. The next month you come in and you push the top button and it takes you all the way up to 15,000. And you push the top button and takes the next month, it takes you up to 20. And the next month it takes you up to 30. And then the next month, and you realize finally that there's no top floor.
Right.
You just keep growing. But 90% of the work you did was in that down, going up the down escalator. You just about quit. You just about died. Everybody told you you were an idiot. And then you had to climb those tough stairs. And it was just almost as tough as that escalator. And you were still only making $3,000. And your people were going, you're working so hard. And you make more than that in your job. And everybody's giving you all that negative crud. But then you get on that escalator. And then you get on that elevator. And nobody's telling you anything except that you did it. And that's where I want you, Marianne Niehaus. That's where I want you, Craig Watton. That's where I want everybody else listening, because it is the superhighway. And it takes some time to get there. But I will tell you, it is worth that run. You've seen it happen, Marianne. It's miraculous, isn't it?
Yeah, and I mean, it's happening all around me. It's happening with me. It's happening with my people. And I think, you know, we are fortunate to have the leaders around us that have been where we were at, you know, maybe 15, 20 years ago, and we're able to learn from them a lot quicker than they probably learned.
You will never, ever get on that elevator without getting on that down escalator going up.
It doesn't happen.
You won't get there by not climbing those stairs. Mm-hmm. So start climbing, everybody. We will see you all next week. We love you.
Thanks.
Tom Chenault, Marianne.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.